What's going on, y'all? Cuddy from Cuddy TV. It's episode 19. Wow, we one more episode away from the season finale of 82 Seconds with Cuddy. I just want to say thank you for being tapped in. You 19 episodes in. I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you sticking along. I hope you enjoyed all 18 episodes. And I hope if you haven't heard it, that you go back and you rewind and you listen to all 18. And then you run it back to this one. Because the season finale is next. And I hope by the time you're listening to this, you're waiting for the season finale. But if the season finale is already out, you should probably go listen to it. Because probably lit. I guarantee it. Because this one's going to be a good one. But what's good with y'all, man? We're here. It's Christmas week. So if you're listening to this after Christmas, Merry Christmas. If you're listening to this after New Year's, Happy New Year's. And if you're listening to this before Christmas, because this did come out before Christmas, Happy pre-before Christmas, if that made any sense. You are locked in with Cuddy from Cuddy TV, and that's the type of things you're going to hear. What's going on, everybody? I'm having an amazing Christmas year this year. So y'all know I'm in Las Vegas. If y'all don't know that, I'm in Las Vegas. And it's Christmas. And we don't have snow. That's fire. I love that. There's no snow. That's amazing. I'm actually walking outside with a hoodie on, actually kind of sweating a little bit. So very, very happy about that. I'm super appreciative to be celebrating Christmas on the West Coast. I plan to spend many more over here. And yeah, it's been great. I bought everybody gifts this year. That's lit. I got my whole family gifts. Everybody in my family got a gift this year. I got my girlfriend a gift. I got the people that her mom and her brother are coming to our house, got them both a gift too. Yeah, everybody got a gift this year. So that's lit. We're going to talk about the Moves with Cuddy, which is actually my love drive, where we feed 100 people in Las Vegas. Like, you know what I'm saying? So Christmas is lit for me this year. But I just told y'all the Moves with Cuddy, what we're going to be talking about, the love drive. This is the first annual Cuddy TV Christmas love drive in Las Vegas. So I'm going to tell y'all everything, all of the details about that. We're going to talk about some advice. I'm going to just tell y'all, man, when y'all are out here and y'all are going through it, you just want to give back any way that you can, because that's going to push you back on to the level of where you need to be at, giving back. So the advice with Cuddy, we're going to talk about the power of giving back. And then the news with Cuddy, because y'all know y'all love the news, and I got something to say about what happened during the week. We're going to talk about the stimulus. It's finally out. It finally got passed. So this is our second stimulus package. If we are listening to this in like 2034, because I know y'all going to be listening to me, it's going like, so we got coronavirus going on right now, you feel me? And everything is shut down. And the stimulus package is like, they're giving us money because like they want us to stay in the crib. So it's crazy. And then we're going to talk about the December 21st, what's going on right now, today. This is actually happy birthday to my grandmother. I spoke with her today. I do want to say happy birthday to you. Her birthday is December 21st. So happy birthday, Grandma. All of my viewers, if you could wish her a happy birthday, that'd be great. So Jupiter and Saturn have aligned for the first time on December 21st. And we're going to talk about what it's going to do for you. And then we're going to talk about the verses. The last one that we wanted to see got canceled. We were all pretty sad about that. I was really upset, actually. Wanted to cry. But, I mean, we got E-40 and Too Short. So, I mean, like, I'm like on the West Coast now, so I appreciate this a little bit more than y'all probably, but we're going to talk about that too. So this is episode 19 of 82 Seconds with Cuddy. I'm happy y'all are locked in. It's a Christmas spirit. It's the Christmas time, and I hope you got everybody in your family presents, because this year I did, and I want to keep doing this every year. We're going to talk about the power of giving back. Remember the advice with Cuddy? That's coming up. All right, let's start the episode. So Moves with Cuddy. Oh yeah, before I move forward, this episode has been sponsored by the Cuddy Card, the all-in-one business card, the special invention by Cuddy TV, made for individual artists or small business owners or anybody who has a passion and wants to share information. So the Cuddy card. You can go on YouTube and watch an unboxing of it. I did an unboxing of it on YouTube, and we actually have our first card holder in Las Vegas. Shout out to the inside man, Willie Clemente. So he's the first Cuddy card holder in Las Vegas, and Sonny is the first official Cuddy card holder. So we're going to talk about that, but this episode is sponsored by them, so I got to give them a shout out. You feel me? The Cuddy card, the only one business card. It's lit. All right. So, Moves with Cuddy, the love drive, man. This year, we're giving back to 100 plus people. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to this right. Cuddy TV, first annual love drive, will be feeding 100 plus people. And all of this is made possible by, of course, my sponsors, which is Ooh La La Vegan, CND Honey Company, which is in Las Vegas, 420 Corporation, which you can follow them on Instagram, Localicious, I hope I'm saying that right, Local ICIOUS, there we go. And then we have also, am I forgetting a sponsor? Is that it? No, actually, lastly, just the citizens of Las Vegas, really, that's it. So that's everybody who's making this happen. I wanted to make sure I got everybody. Because, you know what I mean? When you're a sponsor for things with Cuddy TV, you get promotion. So make sure y'all go check out all of the sponsors of the Love Drive. Shout out to the people who live in Las Vegas. They're a huge contribution to this love drive. We're sincerely giving back to everybody in Las Vegas. I'm super excited. But I do have sponsors that were also responsible for this event. So I'm going to say their names one more time so you don't forget. If you need to run this back, you can. I know I talk a little fast. You know what I'm saying? Out here in Las Vegas, I've been finding out that I talk fast. I don't even think I talk fast. Do y'all think I talk fast? I don't think I talk fast. I think that was the definition of me talking fast just there. So we're going to talk about our sponsors. Ooh La La Vegan, 420 Corp, CND Honey Company, Localicious, and then, of course, lastly, the citizens of Las Vegas. So shout out to all of them. The Love Drive is basically, we're going to be giving out meals on Christmas Eve. So my thing with Christmas is I feel like everybody should get a present. I've always gotten a present on Christmas. I've really never not gotten one. I can't really sit here and cap. Even when I was living with my mother in Seaside, like, she always made sure I had a present. You know what I'm saying? And then when I moved with my grandmother, it was definitely always presents. So this year, since I'm away from my family, that's what pushed the love drive this year. I was like, you know what can I do? I'm not with my family. I'm doing something different. I need to create my own traditions. So I thought of the first annual Christmas love drive. I know y'all love it because I love it too, but the first annual Christmas love drive, where we're going to be just giving out meals. We got a bunch of food. We're going to cook all of the food. We have trays and everything. We got special cups for them. We got presents. We got clothes. We got little snacks they going to get. Oh, it's going to be lit. So, but I marked everything down. I checked all of the servings of all of the food that we got, how much we can make. And we're looking at feeding over 100 people. So we're looking to make over 100 meals. I writ 100 letters, so we better feed 100 people, because it took me a whole day to do that, and I hate writing. So the fact that I had to write them, all 100 of them, we feeding 100 people, or I'm going to be upset. So this is going to be a super dope experience. We're going to be out in Las Vegas, just going on the streets, man. It's a lot of, if you've been in Las Vegas, it's a lot of homeless people out here, man. Unfortunately, I can't change everything, but I do want to make a difference, and my company wants to make a difference, and my sponsors want to make a difference, and lastly, the citizens of Las Vegas want to make a difference. So we have the Christmas Love Drive coming December 24th. We're going to be feeding over 100 people. It's going to be amazing. You guys are going to find out about how that went in the season finale, because I'm going to be continued this Moves with Cuddy, actually. So if you're listening to this episode, if you want to see how it went, listen to the season finale, and I'm going to be telling you guys exactly how the whole day went. But we're going to be feeding 100 homeless people in Las Vegas. We're going to be giving them gifts. We got snacks set up. We got little letters set up. And the letters, I'm going to write on the envelope, don't open until Christmas. Just because, even though we're giving you a meal on Christmas Eve, I want you to receive something on Christmas. So it's going to be a card. It's a card that has a well-written message on it. It shows all of our sponsors that are a part of the event. And then we're going to put a present inside of it so that, you know, nothing major, but something that somebody can appreciate for getting on Christmas. So that's the whole purpose of the Christmas Love Drive. Cuddy TV came up with it. So, of course, shout out to them. The people over there at Cuddy TV, man, I swear to God. I mean, they got me on this podcast, G. They got me, like, doing this Love Drive thing. You know what I'm saying? We got wait a minute. I'll get fired if I forget this. How to Become the Perfect Artist. Okay, there we go. I got that right. January 1st, 2021, How to Become the Perfect Artist, episode 1 comes out. Okay, perfect. All right. On Cuddy TV's YouTube. All right, perfect. I got everything right? Got it. So, so it's like amazing things are going on. So I'm so happy for this Love Drive. I'm so happy that we're able to be giving these homeless people these opportunities. And I've never done this before. I've done it with, shout out to the Reality Chasers. We did this back in 2017. We gave out meals to the homeless at the Trenton train station, which is on Cuddy TV. But this one is like completely Cuddy TV. Like, they put this whole thing together. So 100% happy to be a part of this. Can't wait to tell you guys the part two. So make sure you stick around and listen to the season finale. That's how I'm getting y'all to come back to listen to the season finale. You gotta find out how the Love Drive went. Come on, we feeding 100 people. You don't want to know how that went? All right. So moving on to the advice, man. I want to tell you guys about the power of giving back. I think it does something to you. Like, when you're, you know, when you're in a store and you're looking for something for somebody else, or you know that this item that you're buying is going towards somebody else, or when you're picking up something from, you know, donations, because we've had a lot of donations for the Love Drive. And you know, you're putting in your car, you're cycling through the stuff, and you're thinking like, wow, like, this is really going to go back to somebody. Like, you got to think about how you feel when you get a brand new something from somebody else and they just give it to you, and it enlightens your whole day. So I really think we need to just focus on in these careers, on the things that we're doing, that at some point we give back. You know what I mean? Like, that's just a part of success. If you really want to be successful, that is one of the key secrets right there. I'm not even lying to you. If you want to be successful, you have to give back to the people that are below you. That's just what it is. Or either where you're from, or however you want to pay homage, just make sure you pay homage every single year. Like, don't just make it like, okay, we're going to do this 1 year thing. Like, make it an annual thing. Whenever you get the chance, give back. And give back for a purpose, and give back for a meaning, because it's only going to come back to you in tenfolds. So the power of giving back, I just feel like I want to instill that into anybody who's listening to this, because it's so easy to be selfish. It's so easy to just think for yourself and think, oh, well, if I spend this, then I'm going to have less and that person's going to have more. But I've been learning in my own time, because, you know, I don't want to have to keep breaking damn dollars if I don't got to. But in reality, it's like, you can't think about it as you're doing it for yourself. Money is nothing but a piece of paper anyway. So being selfish with a piece of paper over somebody's relationship with you is just not worth it. So just give back. If you have a fluctuation, or you have major blessings going on in your life, you know what I mean? You might have figured out how to do the social media thing, or you're scamming going good, you ain't get caught up yet. The best thing to keep everything good and everything flowing is you need to give back. I'm telling you, just the power of giving back, the power of making somebody's day, the power of giving somebody hope and faith is just the greatest gift you can ever get out of life. So I just want y'all to hold on to that. The power of giving back is greater than any success you can ever get. is better than any reward, is better than any trophy, is better than any amount of money. But giving back is truly something that makes you a legend. So if you want to be a legend, you want to be an icon, you want to be someone who's, you know, on that caliber, you want to be Drake, because that's what I talk about, how to become the perfect artist. I teach you guys how to be Drake, basically. But you got to give back. You seriously have to give back. So I just want to tell you guys that. I say that because, you know, Cudi TV got the How to Become the Perfect Artist web series. It's a 10-episode series. It's a 10-week course for artists completely free on YouTube. And it's just, to me, it's just an amazing thing, because I feel like a lot of people don't have that. A lot of artists don't have that. They don't have somebody giving them the game on what to do, on how to become successful in this. Because this game is real hard. Like, you don't know who to trust. You don't know what to do. People are, it's just a lot. So I'm happy that we're able to contribute that to the indie world, because we push for you to be independent, because we're an independent network. So we love it. You love it. Make sure you check it out, and make sure you give them back whenever you get a chance, especially because it's Christmas time. This is what I mean. I'm definitely giving you this lesson because it's Christmas time too. Do not be stingy. You out here, if somebody wants a gift, man, and they're close to you, and you know that it will brighten their day, go ahead and do it. I'm telling you, it's going to come back to you in tenfold. Making somebody's day can make your future. Just know that. So that's my advice with Cudi. I hope I touched y'all real quick, you know what I'm saying? We're going to move on to the news, because I don't, you know what I mean? I understand with y'all. So, news with Cudi, the Stimulus Brothers and my sisters, because I know females be listening to this too. I love y'all. This stimulus package, we've been waiting for this for about, first off, what, 4 or 5 months? And it's like, you shouldn't depend on the government. We're not trying to get hooked on depending on the government. You know what I'm saying? Because I know there's those discussions out there, y'all niggas is depending on the government. But I know plenty of motherfuckers who just don't got it like us. I'm gonna be real, you know what I'm saying? They don't have the intelligence or knowledge that we have, and they need that shit. So, one, you know what I'm saying? Don't discredit anybody who's looking forward to that stimulus package, because it helps out a lot of people in all types of ways. If y'all catch my drift, the legals and illegals. So, I definitely want to talk about that, because people are just, you know, they making their little jokes. And I'm just like, but if they wasn't giving us nothing, y'all would just be upset. They give you something, you're still not happy. So, what, like, what? If you don't know what I'm talking about, they're giving us $600. Oh, yeah, it got passed. I don't know if I said that in the beginning. The stimulus package is passed. You're getting $600 if you make under $75,000. If you have kids, you can, I believe there's an additional, I don't know the direct amount, I want to say $600 or $100, one of those two. If you're on unemployment, you're going to get $300 weekly for the next 11 weeks, starting at the end of December, stopping at the beginning of March. And then we have a new SBA loans and PPPs on the way. Don't know how much of those, I didn't really fully invest into that, because I didn't get approved for my first one. Yeah, so if you're listening to this, and you know, let's talk about December 21st, man, because the stimulus package is here and it got passed. So y'all finna get some grass. Ain't that about some jazz? Let's get on to the next step. December 21st is the Queen's birthday. It's my grandmother's birthday, so that's very important to me. And Jupiter and Saturn are aligned for the first time in 800 years. So that's important to a whole lot of other people. So if you don't know, everybody's been saying, well, if you a melanin, you going to get superpowers on December 21st. That's what's going to happen. So if you black, you finna be super black now. So get ready for your transformation. It's almost kind of like that in a way. You know what I mean? Not going to say you're all the way off. But let me just explain what the hell is going on, basically. So with Jupiter and Saturn aligning, it's called the Great Conjunction. So basically, It only happens every, I guess, 10, 15, 80, 800, clearly. First time in 800 years. And we are now coming into a new phase. So we are leaving the phase of what we were just in, where, you know, there was a lot of purging going on. Racism was being shown a lot. It's just, a lot of exposure was happening. You know, the Hollywood was going up in shit. Everybody was finding out about Hollywood. Everybody's finding out about the record labels now. Like, it's just, everything's just going to hell up. This new phase that we're in is everybody who do know and everybody who is knowledgeable is going to be successful, basically. So that's what that switch of everybody's talking about with them little superpowers. Because it's the ones that do know and that was getting slept on are basically going to be the ones that survive and make it on top. So if you one of them, you know what I'm saying, you one of the people that small business owner, independent, maybe understand life a little bit clear, you gonna be okay. And we talking to you. So yeah, just look at how you're thinking about things in this phase, how you're talking about things, how you picture your life, how you want things to go. You know, I'm trying to be a millionaire by 28. I'm 27. So hopefully the next time, by the time 28 will be what, season 3? So maybe season 2? By this time next year, be a millionaire. We're calling it right now. Bam. That's what we manifesting. That's what we're going for. So that's basically everything that's going on right now. You want to manifest your future. So by 28, I'm going to be a millionaire. And by 30, I'm going to be rich. You know what I'm saying? Because all because you're a millionaire doesn't mean you're rich. Don't get that messed up. I just want to tell the viewers right that that right now. Because even though I'm having $1 million, $479 of that goes to the government. So I really have $520,000, which I'm perfectly fine with, but I'm probably going to have to break somebody off, so I really end up with $300,000, which, again, I ain't never make $300,000 in 1 year, and I'm still a millionaire. I'll take it. But I'm definitely trying to be rich by 30, so we pushing out a lot of manifestations of what we want, man. So I'm going to be able to run this episode back and check at 38, at 28, and said, hey, I was going to hit my first million at 28. I said it on my podcast. Now I got to go back and listen to that episode on my 28th birthday. You know what I'm saying? Because this is me kind of making a pact right now. But I'm definitely putting that into the future, man. I want to be a millionaire by 28. And I want to be rich by 30. And then the rest of my career, I want it to come along how it's naturally going to come. I want to be on top. Go down as a legend. And just contribute back to the world as much as I can. And leave my stamp after I'm gone. And create some more for my kids. And be the generational change. And create generational wealth. For sure. So the goal is a billion by 50. So by the time I turn 50, I would like to have $1 billion. And I would like to have $1 million by 28. So I got 1 year. So let's do it, y'all. So tell me what you guys want to manifest. I literally just gave y'all everything I want to manifest right now. So you can tap in with me at these ages and see where I'm at. And see if it worked. And see if I was just talking or if it was real. Because I just told y'all live on this. Now I got to stick to it. I got to become a millionaire by 28. I got to get rich by 30. So that you can see and you can believe and understand everything that we've been trying to tell you for years is true. Manifestation is true. So I'm going to be the example. And I can't wait for you to see me at 28. Can't wait to post up that $1 million check. And be like, I told y'all I did it. I made a pact to myself. I was going to make $1 million by 28. And I did that, and I'm very, very happy of that. And then I told myself I was going to be rich before 30, and here I am, 30 years old, rich. And I'm 100% happy. And now we're moving on, because even though I'm going to be rich, now I got to work on reaching that billion. You know what I mean? So just set goals for yourself. It doesn't matter how long it takes, just set goals for yourself. Like $1 billion by $1 million by 28 is not, like, that's something that can't happen. That's something that can very much happen. And getting $1 billion before 50 can happen. So manifest what you want in life right now. Understand that this time, everything that you say, everything that you want can come to you. And I'm telling y'all right now. And this is, I'm going to time date this again. Y'all know I time date a lot of stuff in these podcasts. This is one thing I'm time dating for y'all. I'm a running back when I'm 28 and I'm a millionaire. And I reached my first million. I'm going to say manifestation is what got me here. So now that I got my little clip that I can use and I can cut out and put on my Instagram when I'm 28, I can't wait for y'all to see this. We're going to move on to the next topic of news. So that's basically what's going on from December 21st. Moving on now, it's all about manifestation. It's all about knowing. So make sure you're putting your thoughts right. Make sure you're putting out good frequencies and really manifesting what you want. Let's talk about this verses. So we missed Ashanti and Keisha Cole. Was it Keisha Cole? I believe it was Keisha Cole. Or Carrie Hilson, or one of them. It was Ashanti for sure. That was probably like the one we really wanted to see. I ain't even gonna lie to y'all. Like, I really wanted to see that. It was like, what? And then it was just like, I feel like they had no promotion for the E-42 short joint. Because when it was on, I missed it. And I was just like, ah, oh, so much going on with that joint. But I seen clips of it. They had lowriders in the back. That looks cool. You know what I'm saying? I don't know any of their songs. I do, but I don't. I love them. They're two black gods, and I love it. They were winning. They made it. So if you watched it, what did you think of it? That's my question to you. Because I don't really have an opinion because I didn't watch it. But I did see that they had some lowriders in the back, and that joint looked fire. Yo, they got lowriders in Vegas. Them joints be fire. So I respect the lowrider. I felt the West Coastness when I watched the clip. That's episode 19, man. I love y'all. We are here. I can't wait for y'all to get the season finale, man. We've really been here for 19 episodes. I want to know what's y'all favorite episode. I can't wait for y'all to see me at 28 and I touch my first million. It's just so much, you know what I'm saying? I can't wait for y'all to see season 2. Because you got one more episode left. So it's like after this one, well, when season 2 going to come, you're going to have to wait. You know what I'm saying? Just know season 2 going to be bigger and better. You're going to love it. This is episode 19. I love y'all. Make sure y'all share this to y'all friends. Make sure you, if you are listening to this to any podcast or you bootlegged this, where did you bootleg this from? Because that's pretty clever, huh? Like, we're in 2020 and you're bootlegging my podcast. Wow, that really means I'm going to be famous one day, and I thank you so much. I hope you make a lot of money off of this and spread it around wherever you live at. But thank y'all for listening, man. It's the season finale coming up next, and it's going to be so hard to leave y'all, but just know I'm bringing something bigger and better for season 2. The Top 10 Indie Music Video Countdown season finale is out right now on Cudi TV. Make sure y'all go check that out. Season 3 is coming in 2021. The Top 10 charts are coming back in 2021. So much coming, man. I love y'all. I'm happy to be here with y'all. And it's the Christmas spirit. So Merry Christmas to y'all again if you hear this after Christmas. And happy pre-Merry Christmas if you heard this before Christmas. Or happy Kwanzaa. Is Kwanzaa? Happy New Year's for sure. And drink one for me. This is Cudi from Cudi TV, man. I hope y'all have a great holiday. Spend it with your family. And I hope y'all tapped in and ready for the season finale. I love y'all. I'm out of here.